This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Gruden says that Will Howard is the next Josh Allen and that he was the number one quarterback for him in this draft.
Really?
Yes. And John Gruden knows a thing or two about football. We're all taking educated guesses. I mean, that's what this is. That's what the draft process is. We'll get into Mel Kiper a little bit later on in the show, and I was afraid for Mel and his health over the course of the weekend because of Shedeur Sanders, but there's a lot to like about Will Howard. There's no doubt about that. Dane Brugler, who I referenced in the first segment, had him as a fourth-round guy, and he wound up falling to the Steelers in the sixth round. My favorite draft pick, though, Doran, is Caleb Johnson. I did not want them to take a running back in round one because I thought there were good running backs later, and the name that I kept coming back to was Caleb Johnson. The knock on him is he runs upright. So did Adrian Peterson. I'm not comparing him to Adrian Peterson, but when I think upright runner, the one that pops into my mind is AP or AD all day, depending on what you wanted to call him. Didn't seem to affect him. Najee Harris kind of could be like that. He's a lot faster than the 40 time would indicate. Now, catching the football, eh. But I think the Steelers may have evolved with the time, Storm. I think they might be a running back by committee group now.
Yeah.
My guess is that Jaylen Warren begins the year as the starting running back because he's the vet. I'm going to guess by November, Caleb Johnson's getting the majority of the touches.
Mm.
And that doesn't mean that they don't think Jaylen Warren's good. I think it's going to be a 60-40-ish split with, you know, Kenneth Gainwell getting some burn too, but I do think ultimately by the end of the year, the guy getting more of the touches will be Caleb Johnson.
I think it's going to be split. I think all three, honestly. I think that Caleb Johnson will probably get the least to start, but I think you're going to see a lot of Gainwell, a lot of Warren, but letting them utilize their strengths and putting them in situations where they can utilize their strengths throughout a game. But I think Caleb Johnson will be a huge factor in the running back room this year. I want to give you a lot of credit because you stuck to your guns with Caleb Johnson.
That'd be the only guy I did stick with my guns on, but yeah.
That's it. I mean, but still, like I was thinking Marin Hampton. Like, you know, I was thinking of Marin Hampton in the first round and Caleb Johnson. We'll see how it works out, but I think that it's shaping up to be a very, very nice running back room for the Steelers.
I told you Judkins would go before Henderson. You were trying to shout me down about that.
That was false. I said Judkins was going to go first. Said he was getting ranked higher, moving up the draft boards, and you try to yell at me like
I didn't know anything
about football.
I well actually
do. You know what you did? Different football than me.
I did different football you.
Yeah.
I've read a lot of mock drafts, Thor, and I think you're wrong on this one. Judkins goes before Henderson. That was like me and Mackie were getting all pissy at each other on Friday. We're arguing back and forth, and you're just kind of sitting there, and then you're like, I think Judkins. No, Doran. No, it's going to be Henderson. I let my feud with Mackie spill on over to you, and then we were here doing our show Friday night during the second round of the NFL draft, and that was one of my favorite moments.
Yep.
Because you had it right and I had it wrong. I guess, blind squirrel finds a nut. I mean,
yeah.
You were finally right about football and I was wrong, Doran.
Finally.
Finally.